from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I think that their window is smaller now than it has been for the last couple of years, but it's not closed. When you have Josh Allen and you have Sean McDermott, the front office is good. Your window is never going to close. I do think that they are less likely to make it than they would have a year or two ago. But they're, you know, the NFL history is filled with teams that didn't make it to the Super Bowl in their best regular seasons and then went on a playoff run in a different season and made it to the Super Bowl, like the 79 Rams or the 2006 Colts. So, I mean, there's no question the Bills might be in that category.
Aaron Schatz. Where's he these days? No longer Football Outsiders. He's
FTN
the
Football.
FTN Football. Aaron Schatz on the Bills. The window being smaller. All right. I'm going to get into that in a bit. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Sun is shining. Coming up.
Is the sun shining?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
It's up. It's up. It's behind them clouds over
it's
there.
It's shining
like.
Through some clouds. The sky is blue. It's a very comfortable day here at St. John Fisher. We are live from Fisher. You can give us a call, 803-0550. All right, I've got a challenge for everybody.
Okay.
What's the right way to say what Aaron Schatz is saying right there? The window is smaller, but it's not closed. The Bills are in a transition year, is another way it's been said. But a consistent point is as long as you have Josh Allen, you have a chance. And I think most would agree with that. So what's the right way to say all this? Because I do think it's nearly universal. You know, you've got your eternal optimists and maybe your mid-optimists, whatever. You've got your Josh Allen optimists, which if you're saying, if Josh, they have a chance no matter what, they should win the division. That I think all that is fair. I saw what's most likely outcome as maybe a Twitter poll the other day. What's the most likely outcome for this season? Win the division, wild card team, you know, blows up, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a tough one.
Most likely?
This might be the toughest year to win the division because Miami should still be competitive, sure, for sure. And the Jets should be better, and their schedule is terrible. Easy.
In that it's easy.
Right? Yep.
The Bills play the Chiefs and the Lions and the Ravens, and the Jets get to play, I think it's Minnesota, Denver, and Pittsburgh.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good drop-off.
That's the big difference between the
and
two schedules.
The Bills last year lost to New England. I think New England could be scrappy this year. Their quarterback situation, it wouldn't be hard to think that it could be even much better than Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi.
Uh-huh.
So, whatever. The division is its
division's
own thing.
Division's tough.
One of the toughest divisions in the league, and the Bills are part of the reason that it's so good. So, the window is smaller. It might take... Maybe this is the way to say it, Joe. Do the Bills need the best coaching job they've ever had?
Well...
Because you might even... Maybe you're not a big McDermott fan. Mm-hmm. Maybe you missed Dable. Maybe you liked Dorsey and you're mad he was fired. Maybe you hated Dorsey. What they need is to coach up more players than they have maybe in years past. And they've shown an ability to coach up players. We know that. So is that the way to say it? That this season will require the best coaching job we've seen yet.
I think that's fair to say. I would say they don't have, and part of the reason why, the talent level. How many elite players at their position do they really have? They have a elite quarterback, mm-hmm. which is the most important thing to have. So on that front, you know your coaching job isn't as difficult as Gerard Mayo in New England, who's got good defensive players, but rookie quarterback and or Jacoby Brissett. That's a tougher coaching job. But here, like, Joe Brady's got a tough job. Expectations are going to be really high for him. We went through this last year where Dorsey, you know, Schatz, part of that interview yesterday, mentioned that efficiency-wise, they were actually better under Ken Dorsey than they were under Joe Brady. Like, they weren't that bad under Ken Dorsey. And this is a fight we got into a lot where, okay, under Ken Dorsey, they were like 8th, 9th in the league. And what's your expectations as an offensive coordinator if Josh Allen's your quarterback? To me, it's 8th or 9th is not nearly good enough at all. You should never be 8th or 9th. In the league offensively when Josh Allen's your quarterback. To me, that's a disaster when that happens. So if you're Joe Brady, it's a tough job because your expectation, even without Diggs and without Davis, when Allen's your quarterback, like, come on, top five offense. Like, that's the bar to kind of clear here. And it's up to you, because there's not a lot of star power around the quarterback, to kind of make up those gaps scheme-wise and how you utilize certain players. Can you be this whiz kid offensive mind that gets the most out of an offense, gets the most out of a quarterback like that? So for Brady especially, I think it's a really tough job that they have here. But, you know, I think it's more likely than ever they won't win the division, like you said. And for that, it's, you know, you got to go on the road and win playoff games potentially this year. Like, that'll be tough for them to do. I don't think the window, though, is any more closed because of their changes. I think this was always inevitable. Eventually, they were going to have to transition. To me, as long as Allen's your quarterback at 27 years old, your window's open until he's not your quarterback anymore. So, yes, the window is smaller to me because he's 1 year older. It's 1 year smaller. That's as far as I'll go with their window being more close.
Okay, yeah, like then that gets into windows over the course of years. How about,
right?
Because when Schott says their window is smaller, I think he means
like their probability of actually winning
year.
It all.
Yeah, like you've got to thread a little bit more of a needle here than you have in years past. If you had the best roster in football,
right,
versus the worst roster in football, again, this is like not the Bills have the worst, but who's got a better chance to win? It's the team with the best roster because they can probably make more mistakes. They're going to have the talent to overcome it, the coaching to overcome it. You know, when you have more holes show up, or depth, like another way to say this is depth. How's the Bills' depth right now? Offensively, okay, maybe. People like to point out that they have more depth at receiver than they have in years past. Last year, D'Onta Hardy and Trent Sherfield are their third and fourth receivers coming in.
Right.
Then Shakir kind of emerges. Right now, their third and fourth receivers are a little better?
Maybe.
A lot better?
Maybe. I'm not willing to just assume that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah,
because you show this app. This will be an exercise in patience. And what do we do every training camp? You always want to jump right in to what is the best case scenario with a guy, and you show up to camp and think, all right, Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool is the perfect example of this. Everyone wants to jump to, because it's natural. The season hasn't started. These guys haven't let you down yet, and it's new, it's fresh, everyone's excited, ready to go. Chase Claypool, what immediately comes to mind? It's, oh, what could go right? It's, okay, I got a giant receiver that's athletic and had some big seasons early on in Pittsburgh. Like, we could have struck gold with this guy. Maybe he'll play. But much better option in the depths of the receivers than a Trent Sherfield or a Jake Kumerow. And I don't know, like, 1 year ago, weren't we probably looking at a Deontay Hardy and thinking, this is a guy they've never had before?
That's right.
You know, like, this is the new fun toy. Oh, he's going to be electric. You have no idea what he's going to look like in their offense.
People like to say that it's best shape of your life season.
It's best shape, yeah. Yep.
There's a new one. I'd like to coin a new one today.
All right.
Right now begins sky's the limit season.
Sky's
the limit for this guy. Yep. I'll tell you, Chase Claypool, Joe, things go right. Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit for Curtis Samuel. And it's not just the Bills. It's every team.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
You name it. Hey, in Baltimore, Rashad Bateman –
oh, he's getting talked up.
Yeah. Sky's the limit for this guy. If you put it all together, yeah, sky's the limit season. Welcome to sky is the limit season. I'm going to put this up on a Twitter poll. Is it sky's the limit season?
Yeah.
Is it good problem to have season?
Uh-huh.
Is it iron sharpens iron season?
It's a little wordy, but is it, hey, this guy can also play this position season?
It's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. 803-0550, to your point about how many elite players the Bills have, you know, maybe the NFL top 100 is an inexact way to do this.
They've won so far.
Dawkins
at 96.
Will Milano see that list? That's not a guarantee.
I don't think it's
because
a guarantee.
He only played 5 games last year.
Yep.
Will Taron Johnson see this list?
I don't know if that position gets recognized enough for him to make the list.
I agree. He kind of gets stuck in between.
Yeah.
Because he's not an outside corner.
Yeah. I saw Warren Sharp ranked every team by each position group, and I didn't know which group Taron Johnson was in. Was he in secondary, or was he in
front seven?
Because front seven is – who are the seven? If we're counting to seven, I've got 4 linemen. I've got my 2 linebackers, and if it's still front seven and not front six, I think Taron Johnson is technically front seven.
Right.
But he's also secondary. So I don't. He might be on the list if him and Trent McDuffie maybe are like seen as the top 2 nickel corners in football, right?
Yeah.
So maybe he makes it, but I might not want to bet on that.
Okay.
Is
so
that it?
It's a maybe. Who's next most likely to be on the list?
Oh, I have an answer actually. James Cook.
Yeah, because running backs get on this list.
Running backs get on this list, and last year.
Were there seven or eight?
I think I want to make sure I have the other name right, but I believe this is right, that the only two players in football that had more yards from scrimmage than James Cook last year were Christian McCaffrey and Breece Hall.
Okay, so Allen, Cook, Dawkins?
Dawkins.
And does Ed Oliver have a look at this list this year?
Doesn't he on most of these types of things get, you know, don't Bills fans think he's usually underrated in a lot of these areas?
He had a great year.
He did have a great year. He could. Kincaid's not getting on the list, right? Not with 700.
Could Rasul Douglas see this list?
Okay. That's a possibility. But even, like, these are good players.
Yeah.
But I guess even in the past, like, am I over-exaggerating how many they've actually had? How many players in the past have the Bills had where that dude is in the conversation as one of the best at his position in football? Allen has always been that.
Diggs has always been that.
Diggs was that for 4 years.
Poyer and Hyde were that every year.
Yep, they were right there, like, hey, best safety tandem in football. Right now, they've got good players. How many guys do they have, though, that are arguably the best at what they do in the sport? Because they're going to need players to develop into that. I don't think there is an answer to that question right now. You're going to need Milano to come back healthy and be that, because he is the answer to that. Milano, when healthy, he is one of the best linebackers in football. The Jeremy Fowler series that he had the last couple weeks, where he had executive scouts and management kind of vote on who are the best 10 players at each position in the sport, even with that injury, I think it was number four. Then Matt Milano was the fourth best linebacker in the National Football League. So Milano was that. But Coleman at receiver, Kincaid at tight end. Like, they're going to need a Kincaid to become, oh, you're in the conversation as the best tight end in football.
And I don't think he's going to see that list this year. Laporta came in at 80.
Yeah, he's not going to be above Laporta.
I don't think so. 803-0550. Sal coming up top of the hour. When we return, Jordan Poyer's comments on what it's like joining the Dolphins. And it's the kind of thing where he shows up and tells them the news they needed to hear about themselves. We'll get to that next here. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.